Welcome to Ask Us Marketing. We are live, which means anything could happen. Like me stumbling over my words or awkward silences, or maybe even a verbal fight. I'm your host, Callie Fedosenko of Callie Collective, a digital marketing agency serving financial advisors. Have you considered starting a podcast? Or maybe you have one and feel like it's falling flat? Or maybe you're curious what the heck influence marketing is? Well, buckle up, friends. Today we are talking with Matt Halloran, co-founder and chief relationship officer of Proudmouth, about increasing your influence through podcasting and how to lean into just being yourself. If you've joined our live stream before, you know the drill. I start us out here with some of my own questions, but please ask your questions in the comments. We'll see them on our end and answer them as they come in. If we get more than we can handle, we'll reply in comments after the event. Matt, welcome. I am so excited to have the voice of podcasting on our live stream today. So thank you so much for agreeing to answer all of our burning questions.
Yeah, I don't remember changing my name to Woohoo, but I'm happy I did that. So that's pretty awesome.
That is awesome. Well, my first question is going to be a really easy one. What is your favorite brand of beard trimmer? I'm asking for a friend. Oh,
yeah. So it's a Wahl, W-H-A-H-L, I think is what it is. Yeah. But I actually go to a barber. So I actually have a guy who does this that I see every 2 weeks like clockwork. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. He shapes it. It's pretty neat, man. So
that is, yeah, that's super amazing. He does a really good job.
Well, I can't grow it anywhere else, sister, so I got to grow it where I can. So
that's awesome. Originally, I was going to ask you about podcasting, which I still am, but podcasting is just the how of what you really do, which is influence marketing. So how do you define influence marketing? And does it mean you're going to make me an Instagram influencer?
Well, yeah, and I think that's a huge misconception. What we're talking about when we're talking about the word influence is for you to become much more influential to your ideal target market, that you're their go-to person. That's the ultimate goal. And you can do that by creating great content that talks to them directly. We're really content media agnostic at this point. I mean, yes, are we a podcasting company? Yes, absolutely. But listen, here's the deal. If you want to blog, if you want to shoot video, if you want a podcast, if you want to do interpretive dance, I don't care. It's whatever is the most ideal for your perfect client and how they want to consume that content. That's what you really need to create.
That is great. How do you use, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward, this next question for you, but how do you use podcasting to build that influence?
Well, there's a couple of reasons why we really focus on podcasting. The first reason is advisors talk for a living, Callie. I mean, it's just that simple. They don't write for a living. They don't shoot video for a living. They literally talk for a living. So when Kirk and I created this company, that was just the easiest go-to. The other thing is people consume podcasts very differently than they consume other forms of media, right? So the ideal podcast length is 27 minutes. And we know that there's actual research behind that because that's about how long people exercise. It's about how long people take to cook dinner. It's about how long people go ahead and get ready for work. And then the last thing is it's about the average commute. And so you're taking something that's extremely intimate and portable because it's like something that your subconscious is processing. So you're driving, you're listening to a podcast. That filter of resistance is gone. Same thing with exercise. You're sweating and you're on your exercise bike, but you're listening to a podcast. There's a different level of connection with that content. So that's why we've really been focusing on podcasts, but we do video podcasts now. We do video snippets. We've got friends that we refer a lot of video business to. So yeah.
That's really fascinating about the time and you've got the science behind it where you've studied it. I love that. So at Callie Collective, we offer this content package that we call the Full Monty. And it includes the four P's of content: plan, produce, post, and promote, which we do with content for our clients. One thing that we do not touch, however, is podcast production. But a lot of our clients produce their own podcasts, and I get some frequent questions that we'd love to hear your wisdom on. So the first one is, do I need equipment or can I just use my phone?
I really recommend that you get equipment. Now, you do not have to spend a lot of money on equipment, and everything the internet tells you to buy is wrong. What you need is a directional condenser microphone. It's the Samson Q2U is the microphone that we recommend. It's $59 on Amazon. I mean, if you want to upgrade. So here's the reason why, Kelly, and this is super important. I was just driving around. My son and I play a super nerdy miniatures game on Friday night. And we were talking about the podcast that he listens to. And he's like, Dad, if the audio quality sucks, I just stop listening to it. Mm-hmm. And so now you don't have to have a setup like me with a $500 microphone and a $600 mixer. I'm a nerd. This is what I do for a living. But that one Samson microphone that's a USB plug and play mic will make you sound like a pro because it'll do this. And for those watching, they'll be able to realize that the minute I move my microphone away, you can hardly hear me at all. It's a directional microphone. So you don't have to soundproof your room. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do any of that stuff. I'm sitting in a 10 by 16 wide open room here. There's no echo.
Yeah.
It's because I have the right microphone and I know how to use it.
That is amazing. You said it was a Samsung.
Samson Q2U. You know what? While you're asking me the follow-up question, I'll put a link in the
perfect
chat here.
Well, my next question was going to be, do you offer equipment as part of your process?
We do. So there it is. All of our clients, we actually buy them their equipment. And if you go to the Pod Rocket Academy, which by the way is free, and go to Podcasting 101, you are going to have the opportunity to, all right, let me see how I can chat it. How do I chat it to everybody, your sister?
You click on chat, and you should just be able to type a message in there.
All right. Well, I'm going to type it into the private chat because it seems that you're the only person who can put the chatty chat thing there. So
got it.
All right. So there's the link. So we talk about all of the equipment that you need, all of this, the ways to build a podcast is all in our free Podcasting 101 course, including a whole list of equipment, not just the microphones, but ring lights. Mm-hmm. We have cameras. We've got like cheap, which is the Samson. Mm-hmm. We got like the mid-range, which is a Yamaha AG06 with a Shure SM58 microphone. And then if you really want to go crazy like me, then this is like the bee's knees of microphones. This is what everybody who's like a professional on TV and stuff use. And this is the Shure SM7B, which is what we consider the gold standard of podcasting.
Got it. So it's kind of like, hey, if I'm working with Matt, I've got these three options to pick from. Beautiful. What about those little tiny mics that you can plug into your phone?
So I don't actually have mine with me. Well, I do, but it's actually in my go bag for travel. There's another great thing, you know, and I'm going to pull it up here. And I'll send you another link because I send this to people all the time. Wireless iPhone. Mike. So this microphone is unbelievable, Callie. Mm-hmm. Honestly, if you're just going to use, oh my God, it's super on sale. I'm totally going to give this. Everybody who's listening to this, listen, here's the deal.
Now's your chance.
Yeah, just buy this. If you have to have an iPhone for this one, but they do have whatever the other phone company is. So this microphone is crazy good. It plugs into the bottom of your phone. Mm-hmm. It's a lavalier mic, so it sits on your lapel. Unreal. I can't tell you. So all of the live Twitter videos that I do, which many of your audience, well, I hope they've seen, I'm using those microphones and they're just phenomenal. So
I love that. Okay. So I've got my mic now, got my lights. What do I talk about besides interpretive dance?
Right. Well, interpretive dance would be a magnificent podcast. I happen to be a big fan of dance myself. But really what just happened in your last client meeting? Advisors overthink things because that's what advisors do, right? Mm-hmm. The personality mm-hmm. traits that make for great marketers, I'm sorry, great advisors don't make them great marketers, which is why you and I have a wonderful job, Callie, right? because the skill set that you need to be an amazing advisor is not the skill set that you need to be to make an amazing marketer. Mm-hmm. But it is the same skill set to create amazing content. Mm. Because if you just said, okay, what did you just talk about in your last client meeting? Well, gosh, Matt, you know, they were asking me all sorts of stuff about multi-generational wealth and 529 plans. And that we talked about life insurance. Okay. There's three podcasts right there. So, the other thing that we think is really important is that they're not monologues. Mm-hmm. Very few people can hold somebody's attention for 27 minutes. So we really do recommend that they're interviews, which is another mm-hmm. part of our managed influence service. Yeah. We provide professional voice talents to help with that.
Should they be interviewing clients or other centers of influence?
Yes, to both. if they're an RIA, there's a very specific disclosure that needs to go at the beginning of the podcast. Sure. It basically says that this client was not paid in any way, shape, or form for this testimonial, because it is considered a testimonial. Mm-hmm. That's it. Then you move on, right? Yeah. If you're with a broker dealer or you're FINRA regulated, you can't really do that at this point, we're working on that. Then you need to interview your centers of influence, your estate planning attorneys, your CPAs. And then at the end, you'll have the same sort of disclosure that will say, listen, this is for educational purposes only. We do not provide tax or legal advice. And as you can tell, I've read 1,000 of those disclosures. Yep. And we actually do that custom for every one of our clients. But you don't have to, just your compliance department, you're going to say, Kelly, you have to read this 4.5 minute disclosure at the end of your show. And then you just add that in what we refer to as post-production.
Got it. Do you ever get pushback from advisors? Like, hey, I feel kind of nervous asking my client. And how do you coach them through that?
Ask to be on the show?
Yeah. Like, I don't know how my clients will respond.
Yeah. Well, first off, it's, you get yeses so fast. See, podcasting is still really cool. And most people haven't been on a podcast and it really is all in the positioning on the front end. Like, okay. So Callie, you were on our show and I asked you to be on the show. And the way that I positioned it was, you're a thought leader in our industry. You do something that's fundamentally unique and valuable to our audience. And number three, you've got a great personality and my audience is going to love that. Mm-hmm. You didn't even hesitate, right? Your clients aren't going to hesitate either. The only thing that they might hesitate on is the level of how personal you get. And you cover that by saying, look, we're not going to talk about your assets under management. We're not going to talk about your risk tolerance. We're going to talk about you as a client having the Halloran wealth management experience.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. What about scripts? Like, do they have to submit a script to compliance before production? Or is it kind of, because, you know, I like to ad lib sometimes when I'm doing this. I'm sure that happens. How does compliance react to that?
Well, it's entirely dependent on the compliance department. So the majority of, so we've done about 7,000 episodes now. Mm-hmm. We have our clients submit talking points on the front end. And so it'll be anywhere from 5 to 7 talking points that they will get pre-approved as an overarching topic. And then we just go.
Yeah.
So we have 3 areas of redundancy. It's very important to have compliance in mind. And I know business, you know, advisors of business prevention department, I don't believe that at all. I believe that there are bad players that we have to make sure aren't putting their information out there. So you as a good player, the people who are listening to this have that opportunity. So during the podcast itself, I have professional producers who say, nope, you're getting too close to that line. Number two, we transcribe everything. Mm-hmm. We have a scrubber that goes through the transcription to look for what we call no words. and then the third thing is compliance itself. And so if it goes through all three of those things and then we publish it after we get compliance approval, you're clear. Mm-hmm. But listen, don't read a script. We've had advisors. Mm-hmm. We've worked with like third-party money managers and stuff, Kaylee.
Yeah.
And, or Callie, I'm sorry. And they read the whole time. And it was a snore, right? I mean, we were just like, oh my God, nobody's ever going to listen to it. And you know what happened? Nobody did.
Yeah.
So, but they're regulated differently. So
Sure. I mean, everybody, we do what we can. All right, next one. What do I name my podcast?
Yeah. So this is why I would lean on an organization like yours, to be really honest. I mean, one of the neat things I love about your firm is the level of creative, like just muse-esque sort of energy that you bring to relationships. Yeah. And because of your background and the team that you've built, you have a great creative solution for that. So for those of you who are already, you know, members of the collective and really want to go ahead and start a podcast, just lean on Callie and her team. That's absolutely fantastic. Now we have some of the same sort of people. So I actually have a creative team that helps them come up with podcasts. But one thing that you have to do is you can think it's the greatest podcast name in the world, but you have to see if it's taken and or trademarked. So we had a client who had recorded 6 episodes and then got a cease and desist because this is so crazy. His trademark approval was denied 7 times for being too broad. And somehow the 8th time it got approved.
Yeah.
And so in how we do trademark searches, we didn't even find it because it didn't qualify under what normal people would qualify. Right. So you just have to double check that. If not, you know, you can put a lot of work in and then have to change everything on the back end.
Yeah, that'd be rough. So they got it from another podcast name. Someone saying, hey, stop using my name.
No, actually, that's the craziest part about it. It wasn't even a podcast. They had trademarked the two words as part of an educational thing, which, again, our client could have fought it. But why? I mean, lawyers, you know.
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame them. All right. I got my equipment. I know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about things from my meetings. I've got a great name. Now, how do I get followers?
Yeah. So that sucks. And I'm just being honest, right? Yeah. So the problem is unless you have, so you said your 4 P's, right? Mm-hmm. That 4th P in place, which we don't do, you are not going to grow as quickly as you want. Now, most people have terribly unrealistic expectations about their numbers anyway. You're never going to get 10,000 people that are going to download your show. I'm just telling you that right now. It's not going to happen. So we have a client who's number 5 in all of retirement podcasts. He doesn't even get 10,000. You are in the top 0.1% of all podcasts, whatever it is, 7 million podcasts at 10,000 downloads. It is a momentum game. And actually you and I talked about this on the Top Advisor Marketing podcast. Mm-hmm. It's about creating momentum. Your first place that you're going to go to is your clients. You have to talk about your podcast with your clients. If your clients are fans of yours, they're going to tell other people.
Yeah.
But think about it. How many people do you really need to listen to your show to be able to pay for all of the production of that show in the time that you're putting in? One new client?
Right. Great point.
Yeah.
I think, setting expectations is huge, which can be hard to do. We did create a benchmark PDF, although we didn't have anything on podcasts about, hey, here are what you can expect for organic numbers. So if anyone's interested, that's under our Savvy Advisor platform.
Yeah. We shared the heck out of that, just so you know, on all social media. So yeah, that was good stuff.
Yeah. Just like you said, hey, podcasts, you can't expect 10,000 downloaders.
Nope.
That's crazy. So which podcast platform should I post to?
So that's another compliance question. So, you're asking some good questions. And I'm sorry I keep saying compliance, but you know, that's why we have a job. Is I'm actually the chief compliance officer here. I just met with another huge organization last week. Yeah. They will only allow their advisors to post to Spotify and YouTube because you can turn off all likes, ratings, and comments. Okay. Mm-hmm. I said that while that was wildly short-sighted and while you're really interpreting the FINRA regulation incorrectly, in my opinion, I was talking to lawyers. They love that stuff. So we argued back and forth for about 20 minutes. But so if you're an RIA or if you have a compliance department that actually has read the regulations and are interpreting correctly, you can actually really post everywhere. So iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, Pandora, iHeartRadio, all of those places. Yeah. But Spotify and YouTube is number 1 and number 2 in podcast players. So you have to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know I can speak from experience. My husband uses YouTube all the time for podcasting. So One thing that we talked about a couple months ago with Laura from Idea Decanter was how videos have a long shelf life.
Yes.
You know, you might have someone reach out to you about a video that you created a year ago. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this has to do with the way that YouTube search algorithms work. And I would imagine, especially since podcast is going on YouTube, podcasting is very similar. So does podcast have a long shelf life, and what would you estimate it to be?
So podcasting actually has as long of a shelf life as video does. We're 415 episodes into the Top Advisor Marketing Podcast, and I will still have people say, oh my God, I just listened to episode 122 and it was amazing. Right. Just like video, what's going to happen is people are going to binge it, right? And so once they know you've got 15 videos, and by the way, we love Idea Decanter. They're a partner of ours. We send a lot of business their way. Those women are brilliant. And if you want to use video and do highly produced video, they are the best of the best. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm sorry, digress. So you just need to create a library. That's why, you know, it's a momentum game. It's the same thing that you do with content, right? You want to have a large content library so that when you hook that person, they're going to want to consume a lot more of your content. Podcasting is the same way.
Yeah. Do you suggest recording things in bulk? Like, hey, I'm going to record 4 episodes today and then I'll be good for the next month.
So that's a performance question. People, we have something called a perfect podcasting formula. So it's storytelling, education, entertainment, call to action. You have to bring a very specific level and performance component to a great podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you can do 4 shows back to back, good on you.
Yeah.
Right. Most people can't keep that energy up. So I podcast on Wednesdays is my day that I record podcasts. I think the most I've ever done was 6. Ooh. And I was wiped.
Yeah, right? 6 is a lot.
It was a lot. So that's just something to keep in mind. Now, I think you can do that with video a little bit easier because I believe video should be 3 to 5 minutes max. Three is better. So you can just hammer out like specific individual points on video. Yeah. But the longer form podcast does, it's performance. I mean, you're performing for 27 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that takes a lot of energy.
It does. And coffee.
And coffee. Yeah. And a glass of water because your mouth's going to get dry.
So. So long shelf life. What about ROI? How long would you say it takes to see a return on investment? And what kind of return on investment should someone expect?
Well, so this is a really, really loaded question that most marketers loathe. And you and I've had side conversations about this. We think that there's really 5 aspects of ROI when it comes to any media. So this is not just podcasting. So first off, they're great client communication and retention tools. That's it. Great content, great blogs, great video, great audio, great social media posts is going to help you retain clients. None of you measure that.
Yeah.
So there's number one. Number two, it's easier to refer somebody to your content than it is to call my person. Right. Mm-hmm. So nobody's going to call your financial advisor and say, hey, Jane, you know, John told me to call you. Nobody does that anymore. They're going to Google the hell out of you. Yep. So you have to have that social proof. Number three. Centers of influence, right? So if you actually do the systems that we teach in our Pod Rocket Academy, then you have the opportunity to interview like a CPA. That CPA shares your podcast with their whole audience in Kerblango. You just gained a whole bunch of new followers and listeners. Number four, it's easier to sell existing products to an existing client or a new product to an existing client than it is to get a new client. So you can get greater share of wallet. My very, very quick story. I know we're running out of time here. We had a guy who interviewed a trust attorney. The trust attorney said, I have a whole desk full of trusts that haven't been funded. You know, and he's like, you know, do you help with that? And he's like, well, I do. He got a call the minute that podcast came out. I have over $250,000 sitting in a bank CD right now. Can you help me put that to work? That's $250,000 in assets under management.
Yeah.
And last but not least, what everybody's looking for is actual net new assets. But you have to ask the questions. I've got a really good friend of mine, Jimmy Williams, who's done a podcast for longer than we've been around. He actually doesn't use us. He just does all adult. He has a whole his own team. He brings in $1 million a month from his podcast specifically. And he tracks it because he does what you and I, Kelly, wish everybody would do, which is actually ask secondary and tertiary questions about how did you hear about us?
Yeah.
And that's where he finds out that they Googled him and they saw a review and they listened to his podcast and all of that stuff. So
yes, Yes, I think that's one of the hardest parts when getting asked the ROI question is, well, are you tracking where they're coming from?
Yeah.
Because we can't do that for you for obvious reasons. Tell me a little bit about PodRocket Academy. I know we've brought it up a few times and there's some great resources in there, but let's give the audience an idea of what they can expect when they sign up.
Yeah. So there's two things that we'd really like to have everybody do. So there's a QR code that just showed up on the screen right here, which is a QR code to take our free 5-minute Rocket Booster Influence Assessment so that you can find out how much influence you have today. Mm-hmm. You have to know where you started and you have to know where your gaps are. And then you can join the PodRocket Academy for free. Free. Go to podrocketacademy.com. Like all of the questions that you just asked about podcasting is in our course, Podcasting 101. It is free. I recorded hours of content. It's probably about an hour after editing that walk you through everything from how to come up with your name to scripting to all of those things that you talked about today. Mm-hmm. And so that you can, by the time you get done with Podcasting 101, guess what? You even know how to do it in post-production. I teach you how to edit the damn thing.
Oh, wow.
Right. And so
that's pretty impressive.
We gave it all away. And that's so the podrocketacademy.com is really where we want everybody to go. This is in Podcasting 101 is only one course that's in there. Yeah. We've got about 40 courses in there now. About 7 of them are in our free version. The rest are in a paid version. Yeah. And if you go into the paid version, you get 8 hours of office hours with me and my other influence engineers every month where you can come in and ask questions, have us review stuff. And we want to be there for
weeks. Yeah. Is that a one-on-one thing or you and group or how's that work?
It's whoever shows up. So, I just did one today for a strategic partner. It was at 11 a.m. Basically, I sat there and waited for people to show up. Sometimes 5 people show up. Sometimes nobody shows up. Sometimes 1 people show up.
Yeah.
When the one person shows up, guess what? They've got our time for a whole hour. So
exactly.
It's fun.
That's awesome. I think everybody should go sign up, especially if you're considering podcasting. So we're just about out of time here. So I want to say thank you, Matt, for everything, sharing with us all your wisdom and experience. It was a great episode. Thank you for that. And for everybody watching, we've got the QR code that will take you to Matt's influence marketing test. And also the link if you want to go find out more and sign up for PodRocket Academy, which you definitely should. Join us next month to talk about what your clients talk about when you're not in the room. That's right. We're interviewing Angela and Elise from Custom Strategic Marketing for Wealth Advisors. Thanks for joining. And if you're not already, get savvy at the following.